President of New York State Troopers PBA endorses Trump for re-election. By Amy Furr on August 24, 2020. The president of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association recently endorsed President Donald Trump's bid for re-election. As the president of the union representing uniformed New York State Troopers, it is my job to advocate for the safety and overall well-being of my members, Thomas H. Mungier said in a statement, according to News 10. As such, that starts with a leader who is pro-law enforcement in the White House. President Donald J. Trump has continuously supported law enforcement when so many people, including politicians, have turned their backs on us, he continued. The bottom line for Mungier was that Democrats have swung too far to the left on criminal justice issues, leaning in the direction of criminal defendants at the expense of cops and law-abiding citizens, according to the New York Post. He said the anti-law enforcement shift started before the protests and violence that erupted following the police brutality death of George Floyd in Minneapolis but has accelerated since then, including within the National Democratic Party. The recent crime spike in New York and other urban areas wasn't specifically discussed during last week's Democratic National Convention. Mungier said candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden, D, has taken anti-police stance that pander to his base. In addition, Mungier said Trump supported the qualified immunity doctrine that shielded officers from being sued civilly for misconduct while Biden wanted to reform it, according to the Post. No one is going to want to become a cop if he faces frivolous lawsuits, he stated. Trump accepted an endorsement on August 14 from the New York City Police Benevolent Association, a union that represented 24,000 officers in the city, according to Breitbart News. I cannot remember when we've ever endorsed for the President of the United States until now. That's how important this is, said Union President Patrick Lynch. Mr. President, we're fighting for our lives out there. We don't want this to spread to the country. We need your strong voice across the country, he concluded.